Economics for a Fragile Planet by Edward Barbier. The one-sentence summary. Managing an increasingly fragile planet requires new thinking on markets, institutions, and governance. We need to phase out environmentally harmful subsidies, impose taxes, regulations, and market-based incentives to reduce damage and use the revenues to support green innovation, investment, and conservation. What the book says. This new thinking should be based on five principles: ending the underpricing of nature, fostering collective action, accepting absolute limits, attaining sustainability, and promoting inclusivity. It requires decoupling wealth creation from environmental degradation through business, policy, and financial actions aimed at better stewardship of the biosphere. The book analyses the scientific evidence in relation to planetary fragility, climate change, land use and biodiversity, freshwater and oceans and coasts. It defines five eras that define our relationship with nature: the rise of agriculture from 10,000 years ago, the emergence of global trade and the world economy, that's 1000 to 1500 AD, the period of global frontiers from 1500 to 1750, the fossil fuel age, 1750 to 1970, and the great acceleration, 1970 to the present. We don't know exactly what happens when Earth system thresholds are crossed, but one possibility is that the great acceleration will lead to a catastrophic Anthropocene. So we need to address three critical questions. 1. How do we reduce impacts to ensure a safe Anthropocene, and what are the implications? 2. How do we design and run our economies to avoid and mitigate the environmental risks? And 3. What policies are required to decouple wealth creation and economic prosperity from environmental degradation? At the heart of the concept of sustainability is intergenerational equity, to ensure that future generations have the same levels of economic opportunities and well-being that we currently enjoy. A green economy results in improved human well-being and social equity, while significantly reducing environmental risks and ecological scarcities.